At Unity, we have a publication called the Daily Word. The Daily Word is a printed affirmation for each day of the year. You can find it on our website to help bring strength and inspiration to your day. The word for today, October 22nd, 2023, is grace. I walk in grace and peace today. I give thanks for the activity of God in my life that appears as grace. This divine gift manifests as the beauty of the world and the people in it, and as the comforting presence of God within and around me each day. I do not have to do anything to earn grace because it does not come from my attitude or actions. It flows from the infinite love of God within every person and surrounding every circumstance. It is the indwelling presence that sustains me in challenging times and lifts me in good times. I accept grace with gratitude when I have stumbled along life's paths and received unexpected blessings. This boundless love fills my heart with bliss and peace. I live in the presence of infinite love, believing each unfolding event in my life is leading me to highest good. And the affirmation is, my grace is sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians 12:19. I'd like to invite you guys into a moment of quiet silence and meditation. If you feel comfortable closing your eyes, you're more than welcome to do so. This is a time to reflect and release the stresses of the day and center ourselves in a place of peace. Begin to pay attention to your breathing. As we breathe in new, fresh, life-giving oxygen, new energy, and new refreshing thoughts. With each breath out, release the anxiety of the day, the stress in our minds and bodies, and the burdens of our hearts. Breathe in, breathe out. As I sound the singing bowl, let the sound bring calm and serenity to your spirit, and let your awareness expand. Let it begin to calm the chatter in your mind and bring you to a place of rest and peace. As we continue to breathe, our awareness expands. Let your imagination guide you now. Let's imagine you are a child playing on a playground, running from ride to ride, swinging as high as you can, going down the slide over and over. Stepping off the merry-go-round, your first two or three steps are wobbly and shaky as you regain your balance. You realize that this is carefree, easy living. Running from ride to ride, you notice a staircase, a beautiful, grand, magnificent, pure white staircase that descends from the clouds and lands at your feet. As a child, you immediately recognize the staircase as good. Without hesitation, you step onto the staircase and begin to climb. Running your hand along the smooth, glossy, white handrail, you reach out with your other hand and realize that the staircase is too wide to touch the other side. As you are climbing, you notice yourself becoming lighter and lighter, and it is becoming easier and easier to climb. You glance back for just a moment, and you notice that you are beginning to go higher and higher, and the chatter of the playground is becoming silence. You keep climbing, and it's becoming easier and easier the farther you go. Faster and faster, higher and higher you climb. You begin to notice that the air around you is changing to red. Beautiful red through the eyes of a child. Everywhere you look, you see this beautiful red that appears brand new to you once again. You feel a sense of great appreciation for the color red. You keep climbing higher and higher, faster and faster. You begin to notice that red is giving way to orange. Beautiful, radiant orange everywhere you look. It's orange. Higher and higher you climb, easier and easier, faster and faster you go. Your feet are barely touching the staircase now as you begin to be pulled up the staircase without effort. You are now floating, free of gravity, no fear of heights, no fear of what's ahead, just floating faster and faster, higher and higher. Floating higher and higher, light as air, you can now do backflips, somersaults. You can fly through the air as the world's greatest acrobat, the world's greatest gymnast. Enjoy the newfound freedom for just a moment. As you continue to float upward, the wonderful color green now envelops you. You are floating through the beautiful green in comfort, bringing you peace, calm, and a sense of understanding. Floating more rapidly now, the next color you see is blue. Beautiful blue is all around you. You see blue in a way that you have never recognized before. The blue quickly carries you into the beautiful mix of dark blue and purple that we call indigo. Let it surround you. Let the indigo bring you calm. You move swiftly into the next color. The next color is violet. Beautiful violet is attracting you and brings you warmth and stillness. You're beginning to get to the top of the staircase now, and there's just one more color. This is a color of your choice. What is your choice of color? Is it a mix of all the colors? Moving on, you realize that you are now at the top of the staircase, and you are surrounded in beautiful, brilliant, pure white light. The color of true peace is embracing you. You are now resting upon the white light. Everywhere you look is pure, brilliant, peaceful white light. Above, below, and all around you, you are surrounded by the peace and love of the white light. Looking closer, you see a chair before you, a beautiful white throne-like chair. You feel drawn to the chair, drawn to sit in the chair. And as you become seated, you feel the warmth of the light. Your feet dangling, swinging back and forth. You feel calm and happy as a child. Sit for a moment in the quiet. Feel the love. Rest in the silence and warmth of childlike love for a moment. As you sit, you become aware that your feet are now touching the floor and that you have become transformed back into the person you are today. In the chair, you feel God's peace, calm, tranquility, contentment, empathy, and grace. You begin to sense that it's time to go, but before you stand, you realize that there's a package in your lap. You realize, too, that this package needs to remain here in the light. For contained within it are some of your feelings, emotions, and life experiences. Feelings of fear, feelings of anger, sadness, anxiety, frustration, doubt, disappointment, loneliness, worry and depression, regret, dread, shame, guilt, all your negative life experiences. You stand and turn around to set the package in the chair, but as soon as the package touches the chair, before you can even move your hands, a burst of rainbow color light erupts from the chair, shooting a radiant beam of rainbow up to a higher plane. You feel the warmth, love, and grace of the rainbow as it passes upward on your face. In an instant, you realize that all your feelings have been absorbed into the light and replaced with peace, love, calm, and grace. You turn now, and it's time to go. You become airborne once again, floating effortlessly downward as you descend, floating down the staircase through all the beautiful colors, effortlessly downward, freely you float as you draw closer back to home. You are slowing now and notice your feet dangling beneath you. Your feet are gently placed back onto the third or fourth step of the staircase as you feel the weight of your body return. As you descend and step off the staircase, you glance behind you one last time and you see that your footprints are leaving an even brighter glow in the bright light. The staircase gently ascends back up into the clouds. You are home now, but it is different. For this too is carefree, easy living. But before you open your eyes, let us enter into a moment of prayer. Let us pray for all of those around us who are in need. We lift each person, each situation, and each need up in our prayers, sending up our prayers, bursting through the floors of heaven like beautiful geysers of radiant color. We mention a name, the louds of those we pray for. We know that the presence of God is within, with and within each and every one of us. Teresa, Debbie, Kelly, Cliff, Paige, Diane, all of us here in this room. All of us online. We also pray for the names and situations that have been placed in our prayer box from the depths of our hearts, that the will of God be done upon each of us. We take a moment too to lift up those whose lives are affected by conflict and war. We pray for the protection of the innocent. as we also pray for those we may perceive as the guilty. And we ask that the presence, comfort, wisdom, and guidance of God be with us all. Amen.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory in each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory. Surely the presence of the Lord.